Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And today's news is good news looking ahead for our pig producers. And it's about time. After literally years of poor prices for them, the signs are at long last coming through of an improvement. A lot of our MFR area pig producers have actually given up over the past few years, unable to keep on sustaining the losses, which at one time last year, as we reported in our Pigs Crisis special, running in excess of £25 a pig. The improvements come from the value of the euro standing at 84.5 pence, which has pushed up the imported pig meat price, and added value to cull sow quotes. Bacon buyers were bidding between 2 and 5 pence a kilo higher last Friday, and those cull sows too went up by around 2 or 3 pence a kilo. The relative weakness of the wheat trade is helping with feed costs as well. I would stress, though, we are still some way off profitability, but at least it's a move in the right direction for our hard-pressed pork producers. Now, you may remember that last week we were talking to Suzanne Shaw, actress, model, singer and generally busy mum, about not wasting food. And today she's exploding a few myths about using up leftover food and what people actually do with it.
They either chuck them away or give them to the dog, or they do put them in a pot, and then 3 days later, you know, they go into the fridge and they go, oh, that's no good anymore, so I'm going to put it in the bin. When really what you can do is, you know, there's so many staples you have in your cupboards, tinned vegetables, tomatoes, you know, those kind of things you can throw into a hot pot, beans, you know, all those things that are we do have lying around, and then using the meats. And it becomes a very tasty dish, because food the day after is tastier because of all the marination and all of that coming out of it. And, you know, you can make a really tasty meal for the next day.
So have you got any favourite things that you like to do with your leftovers?
For me, it'd definitely be a casserole dish. You know, I like to put all of the leftover meat in there, go through the drawers, see what vegetable, even stuff that is looking a bit old and tired, chop it up, put it in there, make it rustic. It always tastes better in things like hot pots.
Could save you a fortune, couldn't it?
Yeah. And there's no right or wrong way to cook, putting stocks and seasonings and different, but, you know, it all goes well together.
So why not think about saving yourself some hard-earned cash by reusing leftover food, as Suzanne Shaw suggests? But of course, do take care. And if you've any doubt at all about whether that food has gone off and passed its best, then do, of course, throw it away. But with that thought, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.